Shut up, Yomori. Rolling Simon Kupta Maches by Sifir Gimel. Went through last time that how do you take something that's pas to make it ice pas? That means if you take pas and cook it, it makes ice pas. Or is the dabek, less than the case of cooking, it less than the gzais, it's ice pas. Or in the case of the dabek, it's less than the gzais, not the tsurgnahamo, it's ice pas. Does the loch of crumbs, that is pas. And then we have machlokes by case of tigun. Over here, we're doing fakesh over here. We're taking something, and what defines pas? What makes it to be pas? Now, to understand Sifir Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch and the Sikhan will expect you to know the Hilchas Brachas and the Hilchas Chalo. You have to know both sugyas, it's intertwined, put one together with another. The Yetta Brachas is very simple. Everyone knows there are three levels. There's pas, pas of Bekistin, and Tavshal. Pas is always a moitzi. Pas of Bekistin, if you kveh su, there's a moitzi, otherwise mezainis. The tafshul, whatever you eat, that's the case of mezainis. However, negate hilchas chalo, the question is, what are the klal negate hilchas chalo? And is hilchas chalo, does that make brachas be dependent upon that? Two different questions over here. So first question, do we learn out brachas from chalo? So there's Tosfos, Bigzano Me'etam Shito, Zayin brachas daflam zayin, Sochem daflam zayin, it says it totally zebezeh, V'yichayv in chalo, it's a moisi and brichta mosin. There's no chiv, a case of a tashal, a case of mezoinis, benetam. It's not a sheni, the Beis Yosef, he brings down the Ben Yoino, he brings down the Ben Yeruchim, and the Ben Yeruchim says it's the Ramban and the Rash also, that it's two separate sugyas. The idea of chalo, we look at the act of the gibel, which is being mixed in together with water, it's a bula ova, that's chayv in chalo. Mash eking by brachas, we're not looking at the gibel, we're looking at the shastafiyah. If you, when you're baking it inside the oven, that's the case of pas. Doing an act of bishul afterwards, that's the case of tashal, case of mezoinis. That means first we have one basic machlokes. Where exactly do you look at the act negate brachas? Besides negate brachas, is it like the locha of chala? That's the Ben Tam Shito. And therefore, the chayv nechala be a case of a moitzi, and that's the Torah brings it down. Or the Ben Yonah Shito, that we look at the act afterwards at the shastafiyah. If it's being baked, then it'll be a case of a moitzi. Case of being boiled or cooked, it'll be a case of mezainis over here. One machlekes. The second machlekes, there's a second Rabbeinu Tam. Now it's clear that the Rishonim and the Paiskim are being confused that they're two separate Rabbeinu Tams, as the Bialoch himself points out. It's not that clear, the Rishonim understood who the Rabbeinu Tam is, but there's a second Rabbeinu Tam over here. We go to Mishavuos Mahalach over here. Coming to the Mishabur, and we're explaining again the Vekhtiv from Tosfos, that it's coming from a Mishnah in the Chalom, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey. What's Pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah over there says something is Tchilo, is an Isa, and the end is a case, the Isa is the beginning of Sivkonim, the Mishnah says the beginning of Sivkonim, and the end of Sivkonim is Potin Chalo. However, let's say the beginning was a case of Isa, and the end of Sivkonim, or vice versa, the beginning was of Gonim and the end was the case of Esau, Chayv and Chalo. The question is, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? Again, the tight towards Pshat, and then among the Rishonim, what that means. So first, what's Tchilosai, what's Saifai? The word Tchilosai means that Bashas Gibel, when you put together flour and water, you mix it together, the Gilgal Shabbai, that's Tchilosai. Saifai means when you cook it, when you bake it. Then there's something called Isa Sivkonim. Isa means a blila ova. Basically something that you baked. Mash Engin Sivkonim, the way Mishbu explains, means a case of a tafshul. Tafshul. So it comes along the Mishnah, and he's saying like this, the only way you potter in chalo is it starts off being a Sivkonim and end up being Sivkonim. Meaning in the beginning it was a Sivkonim and the ending. Otherwise it was Isa, side of getting or at the end it's chayv in chalo. What does that mean? A second machlok is among the Rishonim. The way the Rambam he understands, it means we look at chilosai or soifai. What does that mean? It means in the case over here, when it depends upon your das. That means the person, let's say in the beginning, he plans to make something that's going to be mamash or case of pas. Then he changes his mind, still has to get a pas. But let's say in the beginning you plan to make this thing and cook it afterwards, it won't have the chumra of the Mishnah, be potter in chalo. Make it simple over here. Person plans to make Hamantashim. It's a blila of over here. He changed his mind and said, you know what, I'm going to make a b'lirakol, or I'm going to do an act of bishul afterwards. I changed my mind. So go either at chilosai, or the das of seifar, yibichayv nechalo. But let's say in the beginning, according to the Rambam, when you made this b'lirakol over, you plan afterwards to do an act of bishul, or make a b'lirakol, avad nachayv nechalo. You add more water to it. You make b'lirakol, but you're adding more water to it. That means the words of the Mechaber says Bli L'Rakol, which says it means a case of Bishul. That means the Shalah had to read the Mechaber. It's not clear what the Mechaber means. But next year, again, you have something over here. You plan in the beginning to take this Bli L'Ova and do a Tavshul, to cook it over here. That means make it very simple. You make Bli L'Ova, and then you plan to cook it inside water called a donut. Sufganim. That was Yitas. According to Ramadan, you get Hilchas Chala, you're not Chayv Nchala. Because when you made the dough to make sevgodim, to make a donut inside water, that was the das of beginning. The Mishnah is not saying chayv nechalo. The Mishnah is saying it depends. If you change your mind, that's the kim to the Mishnah. Therefore, you look up in Hilchas Chala, come up with a chavar over there in your day, it's in Shidduchov test of Gimel, says we passing like the Rambam. The only way to be chayv nechalo is either the beginning was an Isa, the end was an Isa, or you change your mind, and even though the end's not an Isa. But in the beginning, you never planned at the end to be an Isa. At the end, you always planned to cook it. A case of a donut, you're not chayv nechalo. That's the Rambam. Asad Hasheni. And the Lord passed it again. The Mechav goes this way. The Levosh goes this way. The Orko Shukhan in Yerodea says, V'chein noigim. Asad Hasheni, the Rebbein Tam, Ba'os, and Toysin, Brochus, Taflam, and Zayin. And the Torah Ba'os passed is not that way. They say the simple reading of the Mishnah. You look at the Tzuru of the Isa. The simple reading is, at the beginning you made a dough that's a blil ova. Then after you took the dough, you put it inside water, you cooked it to the act of bishul. That's chiloso, yichayv nechalo. And therefore the shach in the Hilchas Chala says, v'choshish v'deshito. Hat v'choshish, he says, either we mafish chalo bli bracha, or he says, echanami, do an act of yichayv nechalo. V'choshish. So we have a machlekes in the Hilchas Chala shabai, what happens? The person takes dough, blil ova, and makes a donut inside water. The Mechaber says, no chiyuv chalo. Shach says, b'chosh is a chiyuv chalo. Now let's finish with chal before we get to sugya brachas. Take a third question. We have one. A question over here is, in chalo, what happens as no tzuut in the hamo? It does not look like bread. Is it chayv in chalo in that case? To come on the pisk, a tshuva over there, and simen shinchov tes. Would Rebbein Tam say that something that you made up blil ova and they put it inside water and has no tzud in the hamo, like a triple thing over here? What's the lock on that case? That kemoish over there in Berkshay Shuba Bigda Machloikis, basically, lokshin. Lokshin is blil ova. You put it inside water, active bishul, according to Mechabe no chiv chala at all. The Shach says what? Nochin lochish, no chiv chala, bli brocha. On that, now we have a machlekes to be mafish chala on lokshin has no tzud in the hamo, which is a few gimel. So, in a chumra of a shell of a chumra, to be machmer on mafish chala, are we mafish chala on lokshin? Nice lokshin cook, lokshin. Spaghetti. Macaroni. Are you mafish chala? So, maisa, the badats, the maisa, so okay too, the oyu doesn't. Oh, you maisa doesn't.
Why not?
Because the Aruch Shulchan says, the minute like the Mechaber ready, that we don't pass you many times. Came along, the Shach says, let's play Lachush. Come along, the Pesach Shuvah down, the Rishonim say, there's no Lachush on a note to the Hamo. So fine, there's a limit to how much we machma ulai. No, but no bracha. Even on the donuts, there's no bracha. Kosh get a Lachush, no bracha. We'll get to over here. What do you lose? If they do mafish, maybe they're not machad themselves going mafish in these companies. What do you lose out of it? It's something that you have to make a company go do or not. We'll see, maybe we do lose out of it. So again, it comes out, we have one machlokes over here, we learn out brachas mechala, we have a second machlokes over here. In Hilchas Chala, what's our lacha? Do we look at basically a case of a donut over here? You take something that is a bleel over, and then you cook it inside water. A donut inside water being very clear, not inside shemen. Our donuts might be a third shiloh over here. A donut inside water over here, it comes out according to the Mechaber, the Aruch Hashulchan Pasuk, based upon the Rambam. The loch is no chiyuv challah, unless you made it with changing your mind. You plan to make bread, and then you change your mind to make donuts, and chalam is chiyuv challah.
At what point can you change your mind?
When can't? No. When can you?
Is there a problem?
No, you made the gibel, it's a little over, and then you can make commentashim, and you switch, you know what, I'm going to make lakshim. Then, echram yichir ben chalav kol odeis. Mashi enken, again, the shach, and the swam will usually follow the shach. You go like, the choshu v'bein tam shito. Then again, the sugi v'chalo, you choshish, be chayv mitah the sugi v'chalo. Therefore, you do a afrosh of li bracha. Now, let's take that to our sugi and get to Hilchos Brachos. Do we learn out the sugya of challah, the sugya of brachas? Starts with the mechaber. He has a stam, yesh omim, and pashtus. He's saying you do not learn out one from another. At the end of the day, if the lot metzias over here, it was cooked. Whether it was the das, not the das, we don't care. We look at the end of the day, was it cooked? It's cooked in the case of a tafshul over here. Stam yesh omim loch gestam. Says Yamovia v'nogul hokul. That is the meis the minig negated brachas. We will not follow what says in Yerodeya and Hilchos Challah. We go over here, we do not worry about the Mishnah. Therefore, come along the halacha, even if you kver studo. You take these things and don't get kver studo. But what's halacha? Still mezainis. It's a case of a tafshul. However, mafshik the mechaber, a year shemaim should be machmer b'choshish. Say, whatever the sugya challah, who didn't over here? How far to be choshish? Speaks out the Mishnah Brua, both shitas to be choshish. That means we have, whether it's nimlach, whether you plan to make kamantashim, you switched it, and then you only have one ubenetam, or even a case over here when you did not, you plan to always do a case of a tafshul, and it's a double chumrah, speaks out there, Mishnah Brua, still the yeshmaim should be machmer. You can argue the point, say yeshmaim not be machmer, the double chumrah. Says the Mishnah Brua, being machmer over here, a yeshmaim, whether in the case it's nimlach, whether not, at the end of the day, it's a case of tashul, but starts to bleel over, yeshmaim should be machmer. That's the mechaber. And the shell is hadn't stamped shan the Ramah. The Ramah says Nog Lahakul before the word Yer Shemayim. Is the Ramah agreeing that a Yer Shemayim should be Machmer? So going further in the Ramah, the Ramah brings down the case of Pashtido and the case of Kreplach. What is the Kimt over there? It's a case of Lil Ova that was fried, the act of Bishul over here. Says the Ramah, the Maisa had to be Machmer. Explains to Mishnah Berurah, who's to be Machmer? We paskin the loch is, it looks at the end of the day, that's not chai, it's only a case of mezainis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's a mamina yir shemayim? That means there are more agrees to say the yir shemayim, because that is the kimto pashtin and kreplach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you zayin again in the loch, like pashtin and kreplach, who's to be machmer? A case of yir shemayim. That means even though we paskin la loch, if we do not learn a chala to brachis, however, sayim mechab and sayim mo saying, a yir shemayim lashim to be machmer. To do what? To eat it. Come along, Mishmur said, what to do what? To eat a Teicha Sudo. Teicha Sudo, what to go do now? If you're in Sudo, eating the case of Kinoach, so you have to, anyway, by the case, pass above a kiss and make a bracha. So Bialocha has four tools to answer this question, how to be Machmur over here. Basically, if you eat in the case of Sviya, won't be a problem. Again, you have to know how to be Machmur. But again, they don't have all three tonight over here. It's not a case. Nilish over here. It's a case of water. No Nilish over here. It's a Blil over. No Nilish. So Bialach has to answer how to get to be Machm over here. But again, the Shulchan Aruch says, eat a Ptach Sudasai. Dr. Bialach is so what? According to the Man Yoma, there's a Pashmir Kiss in the meal in the case of Kinoch. Anywhere you have to make a Brachal. You have to answer this four different ways, he says. It comes out over here, you have to first realize what the Mechab over here is saying. The Mechab is saying, Yeshimam should be Machmer. Nilchas Chala, what does he say? So nothing. So the loch is, we pass an algebra tam, you go with the loch is, at the end of the day, if it's a case of Bishul over here, you're potter in chalo. The chud is steers mechaber. He did not bring down to two sheets in Yerodeya, only one sheet over here. The says are Orlet Zion, he was chayzer. This year Shemaim, he was chayzer. He doesn't hold of it. Frek the Archoim, this is a little bit better, Kasha. Frek the Archoim, you have to realize how he's chayzer. If you go to the base Yosef, an Archaim to be Machmer. He wrote then the base Yosef in Yerodeya, then no need to be Machmer. They came along the Mechab over here and said, the Maaseh Yishmaim should be Machmer. Then he came along to Mechaber Nirodei and said, Maisa, no, not to be Machmer. So he's chayzer three times. That's what you have to go say over here. He's chayzer from Beis Yosef to Mechaber. That's how he wrote it. And then Mechaber to Mechaber. So say he's chayzer. Oh, so my father is asking even better. So first of all, say it's chayzer, it's very hard to understand. Alamai, one Mechaber, which is chal and brochet, you have to realize fakir. Chal, when are you going to be Machmer? Chal is chal of a deraisel. Here's not. Void over here, you have a kain of svek sveko. You have two of many times to be machmer. There's only one reason to be machmer. Here might say sasum lakula, being a yeshem to be machmer. So the betzim is very shver, the mechaber sheet over here. Over here, come on, might say being a yeshemaim. When you have to be machmer over here, only you have a double chum over here. You're learning out number one, the sugi of chala. And the case also, even the case of not nimloch. Over there, might say, brought down stop to be sasum lakula. So is it kasha mechaber? What happened between Yodin and Archaim? Kasha, straka kasha. But then they ichshi and they get to our sugya mechaber and Amor both and of lochad Yerushalayim should be machmer. Kamal Mishmur and says the beginning of the Magar Avram. But let's say either a case of Sviya over here, Sviya, Mishal Bichta Mosn over here, Mishal Vaderaiso speaks out the Sharetzi and Mishal Vaderaiso. We see from Mitzvah of Zayin, we bring down the Dagmar of Vav over here that says that Mitzvah Sug of Deraiso, Alamicha takes care of the Deraiso. It's very important, Shai, it's seen over here, Alamicha takes care of the Sug of Deraiso. Again, we're doing it away in the Mitzvah of Zayin. So the Chanami, it does take care of the Deraiso. But Mitzvah the Klom of Kain, Safak Deraiso, come on to Imachbuk is building from the Sug of Deraiso. Find the Chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. But he said, Alamicha does take care of it. But he is Moisif that went to Imachbuk in the case of Sviya. Again, he speaks out that two of Rebbeinu Tam's over here. Mitzvah is to go learning out brachas mchala, that will be machmer. But to be machmer so far by the case of Sviya, where it's not a situation of nimloch, only by nimloch, I changed my mind, I plan to make homentashen, and then I made a case over here of a tafshul, then I'll be machmer over your case of Sviya. My whole das in the beginning was to make a tafshul, to make a donut inside water, to be machmer on a Sviya. Of a Rebbeinu Tam with another Rebbeinu Tam, that far won't be Machmer. That's not the Kim to the Magen Avraham. Just so Maisa, what came out so far to get to donuts of water, I think it's simple over here. We have two Rebbeinu Tams. We have Rebbeinu Tam number one who says that we learn out the Sugya of Chala, do learn from Chala to the Sugya of Brachas. That's one Machlekes, Yeshmam to be Machmer. A second Rebbeinu Tam over here. Is it has to be the das the beginning to make pass and you change your mind or not that way? Lalocha, we chilek on both Rebbeinu Tams. You have to realize that both of them we argue with. We paskin lalocha stam yishoyim only yishman to be machbar. We do not learn out chala to the case of brachas. And v'oid in hilchas chala mechabes paskling. We do not go after the sugya over here of what happened in the das at the end of the day. Only in case of nimlach. But the ma'aseh so called soif. And therefore, it's clear if a person eats donuts inside water, a bad halacha is making mezainis, and you do not make a birchas hamazon on top of it. Case of tashel. But then they might have a case of yerushimayim. So, if that's what comes out from our sugyo, so why do we eat donuts? Big problem over here. If who's yerushimayim, if not us? How in the world are we by Chanukah? No, who? Oh, my father. Who? How in the world are we eating donuts over here? It's very clear. Yerushimayim.
We have other things in there.
So, let's take it now one more step over here. Come on the case of Bashtida and the case of Kreploch. What exactly is it? Kimmed over there, you're frying inside water. Correct the Taz over here. The case over here, frying inside Shemin, you have to realize we know by the case of Pasul Mekisin, there are three things. Case of Miloy, a case of Nilosh, and the case of Kovin Yavashim. So, come on over here, you're frying inside the Shemin over here. Correct the Taz, you're frying inside Shemin. So, Maisa, you're going to tell me over here, you go, Mitzvah, Sugi, Rebbein, and Tam, Maisa, you want to be Choshi, Yer, Shemayim. Asas of Konyot, that's the Kim to the Ramah. What about Mitzvah, Sugi, Nilosh? You're frying inside water. It's Nilosh, it is a pass of Mekislin. You're frying, not donuts inside water, donuts inside oil. What happens if you have donuts inside oil? You have a case of Nilosh over here. Says the Taz, the case over here is a Passover Kislin. You crash, you don't eat donuts, you might have another issue. Get sick. But the Maisim, the Gete, you just eat a certain amount, a little bit of amount. It's Passover Kislin, Passover Kislin, case of Mezainis. and the grass goes this way. Lemaisa, at the end of the day, if you're cooking in water, that's lakshin, the seder. Cooking donuts inside the water, you have yershemayim. Cooking inside oil, you have nochemis. Why? That's to give nilush. What?
How does cooking in oil make it
nilush?
It won't be
nilush
in the dough.
Originally,
right. Oh, so speaks out the Mishnah Berurah that he points out first of all, the locha we read the taz and nilush could be even. Bialok speaks out that it not be another taz locha lemaisa. But he speaks out nilush could be sight in making in the dough, and sight in the case of cooking it. That's os lahalocha that we paskin not like Rebbeinu Tam. But once you can go like Rebbeinu Tam, and Rebbeinu Tam shita, you look at the shas of the gibel by itself. And lav dafkid muchid look at the shas of the fiyo. So the shas of the gibel, there's no nilush over here. Therefore, once can be machme in Rebbeinu Tam's world over here, it comes along, will be a case over here of not a possible kissing a shas of amaitzi according to Rebbeinu Tam. That's what Bialok speaks out, right? That's what he says over here. That means he's saying there's now going to be a machlokes of a Yerushalayim. The Taz says there is no Yerushalayim. The Shmuel says there is a Yerushalayim. In that's Rebbeinu Tam. That means you have to be a super Yerushalayim in the case of a donut. If you realize that. No, it's now it's a machlokes in. Let's analyze what's coming out over here. That means first of all, let's first understand Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. The Shmuel is saying a Chiddush over here. It says over here, by the case of Nilush, in Rebbeinu Tam Shito, what's Halacha? The Halacha is, you look only the Shas, the Gibel, not afterwards. Let's analyze the Svar that the Shmuel is saying. We have three cases. The case of Miloy, case of Kovim Yevashim, and the case of Nilush. What's the case of Miloy? After the Gibel. Let's pass from Kisnan. What's the case of Kovim Yevashim? After the Gibel. So we see, we still do look at the end of the day. The case of Nilush says Mishmur, no. Rebbeinu Tam says no. Then we have to look at the Gibel, and now the case of afterwards. So some you have to realize Mishmur is making a massive chiddush over here as being mechamed to the case of the three possible kisses of Zayin by Miloy and Chomash Yevashim. Those two cases are chur afterwards. Right? How do you make a homotash? You make the dough first. Then you put the jam inside. How do you make a cracker? You first make a dough, then it gets fried inside. But first you make Glilav over here. And that everyone could pass with kissing. That's Siv Zayin over here. That's the Metzias. So the Mishavua, but not by the case of Nilush according to Rebbeinu Tam. You have to realize Mishavua is a massive Kiddush. The grass goes like the Taz, not like the Mishavua over here. But the Maisa comes out over here. We now have in Das Rebbeinu Tam, maybe we'll get to answer how that works. The Maisa, we have in Das Rebbeinu Tam, we have Machlokes what to go do. Now, it comes along, Negatus. Why the minhag is to be mekel again by Eis Sefkoniot, you have to realize, number one, to be machman Sefkoniot for Yer Shemayim, you have to take the sugya of Chalot Brochus, which we pass cannot be Yer Shemayim does. Number two, even take Chalot against Brochus to go after the das of Nimlach or not, we pass cannot, but we have to be machman and take it onto the sugya of Brochus. Number three, we have machlokes in Rebbeinu Tam of a shelo with Rabbanon. So Echanami, that lechur why the Amoin Am seems not to be machmer, a gam called Mishmur, is back to Loki Yishmam Shri Machmer. I'm trying at least a limon's close of Halapakas, why by the case of Sivkaniyot, the Oilam is eating it, Nabatech Sudasai, Sichumro upon a chumro of a Dirabano. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just pointing out to the Melamed's close of the Oilam over here, that why the Oilam does not eat Sivkaniyot, because you have to realize. What? So, he's talking to somebody else in the back, I think. But he was really listening, so it's okay.
Wow.
No, I was missing the conversation over there. It's hard to follow while speaking at the same time. So, fine. So now, Maisa, what happens? Let's say you want to be Yishmain and you want to eat a potato sudasai. So what to go do, Lamaisa? So give me Yer Shemayim, and let's say you have a Sefkoniot in your meal. So first, the Yisrael Shalom Zalm, you have Sefkoniot during the meal. What is that exactly? So he said, first of all, the one that's in the yeshiva, they serve it, it's made for sphere, it's made for the meal. So one thing is, like any possible kissing, made for sphere. Anyway, you don't wash your bench. That's Sefkes already. But he said, let's say in the case, even at the end of the Suto, what to go do? You have a Sefkoniot at the end of the meal. Do you make him a Zainus or not? So, the Yisrael Shalom was on this question, and he said again, whether the big ones, whether the small ones, the Pashas is, they're made for Sviyah also. Pashas made for the case of Sviyah. And we know that Elochid, by passing with Kistan, eating for Sviyah, even and the meal myself make a bracha. That means even though we have a loch over here of lachmaniot, pasuk kistin the gemara of lamazayin says and the meal the kinuach can make a bracha. We should not bracha. Why not? It's talking in case of kinuach, not a case of sviyo. Now, let's say a person comes this Shabbos. They serve you oznai homan, right? They serve you homantashim at the end of the meal. What am I to go do with it? That means whether the Chanukah they serve you sufganiyot at the end of the meal or oznai homan at the end of the meal. I see you say last time Purim sitting there when I learned the sugya. I just learned the sugya. I'm sitting with oznai homan with homantashim at the end of the meal. What do I go do with it, myself? What to go do? You make a bracha, kinuach, not a kinuach. What is it exactly? So again, this just got clear. What to go do with myself? This Shabbos, you're going to be served homantashim for dessert. Same thing again. Just going. So first, let's be clear. The case of we have three things in the get to pasuk gives and siv zayin. We have kinuach, we have miloy nilush, and the case of covenant evasion. The loch and siv ches says that the case of lachmaniot to eat for dessert. Loch is the maisa we make a bracha rishayno. If it's the case of kinuach, says the makavam who did the loch and the get to siv zayin. That's the dagam of vava brought down by the mishbrua. Before we have a baya, it's a suffix over here. So first the mishbrua come along and says the loch is the case of miloy. Lo yivsid. So it makes a bracha on homantash at the end of the meal. Milo lo yivsid. Aleph. Second is, Mishpur Paschal, you have all three. Come on to his farm to say you need all three at the end of the meal. What are homantashim? It's nilush? Yeah. Milo, yeah. Are they called mivashim? Are they beautiful at the end, some part? So you say no, he's saying yes, perfect. We have mamash. That means great. The farm argue about apple pie cake, about the crust, same machlokes among the farm. It's a great question. What are homantashim? Are they all three or not? So we have, again, mamash shaking up and down, that people know what we're talking about. So we have mamash all sides over here. What are homantashim? They all for me over here. Do you make a bracha over here? V'oid, come along the zois of bracha. You have two of them. Milo v'nilosh. The kids are there. Even though you say, Vadi can make a bracha at the end of the meal. Because if a milo, lo yifsid, because that's really v'shonim v'oid pa'iskim. Together, it's here from v'nilosh. Of course you can make a bracha at the end of the meal. V'oid, they want to point out, homantashim, is there more Miloy and Nilush, the case of Kamach? Someone told me yes, some people told me no, because you're making them, because the kids are making them. But then you have Makavam, you have a Bach, you have a Moshe Chula. Why do you make a case of a Bracha on Homantash at the end of the meal? So you can hear a Starkes Svara, make a Bracha, Mazainis at the end of the meal. Yes, Mazainis. Atzalasheni. So claim the other way. The maestro at the end of the meal, is a person really seveya or is it for kinoach? What is he eating it for? Rav Brucker said over that he's by Lala Seidi, I brought him over, and he mama served, like it should be a Lala Seidi, a very nice, covenant meal, with everything there. Then they brought out kompot. So everyone asked Rav Brucker, the maestro, what to go do? So Rav Brucker says, you know, if you're still hungry, they don't make a bracha. If you're not still hungry, you do make a bracha. So fine. So everyone ate it without making a bracha. And his wife is so upset. His wife, what do you mean? You guys are still hungry? You guys had everything. So we'll get the shell up, the whole idea of kapot, what's going on, we'll get the sugi later on. But these bachum, American bachum, were still hungry. Every single one, not make a bracha. Yeah, she was fuming. There's a level, but you're still, I mean, the sviya, and then again, they were still eating without sviya, Shabbat. No, you're hungry, but they're still eating this. They can have afkuman afterwards. They're still eating it inside the sriya. So, Maisa, again, as I mentioned already, Sharma brought down in the Bible Sefer, the Metzias is, unless you know you buy a chasna, the assumption is that people eating inside the sriya. That's Aleph. Void. Shlomo Zalman says, Maisa, most of our desserts, but Zmanazer, most of our cakes are part of the Sudo. We know it's coming. That's people leave over room for it. So maybe it is part of a Sudo. The third report on the Vosas Taino, the true Taisa Shito, Pasuk Kiss and the meal you make a bracha. Who Rashi argues, Rashba argues, and therefore the Midigas not to make a bracha on top of it. So we have these Oznai Homan, these Homantashes and the meal, what to go do? You can defend both sides. How do you defend both sides? The Maisa, I think, if you're doing it with that Sugyo of a Sviyo, at least a little bit of a Sviyo, you should not make a bracha on top of it. The same thing come out again, Sugyo of Koniyot. That means at the end of the day, the Maisa is correct according to the Mishnah Berurah, you should eat it in the meal. Or the end of the meal. Again, the Olam does not do that. But if you're eating in the meal, you have a bayah mitzad all the questions. Back to bialocho, end the meal mitzad the sugiv kinuach. It's bialocho's kasho. So maybe make his last chance to make you a kavanah like sugiv amaitzi. Myself, why the reason why we do not make a bracha to go to the end of the meal? Because we have these svaras over here that the halacha is only for kinuach, and usually eating it also for the case of svir. One last point over here. That's the third teretz, fourth teretz. Right, you have a bialocha. You know, the halacha brewer, fourth teretz. The one last point over here is that we're saying negate to the sugya of halchas chalo. That even will be mafish chala, something ends up being not tzurid in the hamo. You put a machlokes, and even a get lock should be mafish chala, not machlokes ashkoches. But that's the maisa does, or you the maisa doesn't. What about over here? Are we taking away time to be machmed that far to get there's no tzurid in the hamo? So Rambam says no. The Rambam says by lokshin lukuli alma the lock is a case of mizaynus. That's what Rambam says. That means you have to realize he says lukuli alma. A wise lekuli amo. Either he understands the ikkar like the mulchay not good bein yoyino by chal not to be machmer. That's a stark reason why the OU is correct. The lechor should be the same thing. Well, no, he's saying not to be machmer so far. Ulay. Well, might we see over here that he took the side of no tzud nahamo to pat you a gum that that's his machmer elchus chalo. If you machmer elchus chalo, then let's take it to brachos. If we don't take it to brachos, the most in case of lachshul meisel, we do not have any sadat of the yerushmain to be machmer over here. Sif Yudalid. We have a case over here called cholot. Basically, when you throw something inside water, boiling hot water, and then you bake it afterwards. Which Elam says basically is American bagels. They say you make flour and water, then you throw it into boiling hot water, you scald it, they tell me that's the word in English, scalding it, and then you put it inside an oven. You bake it. In that case, Kamal Mechaber says, that is nichol negeder pas. The evil is forming down, the lot of American bagels nichol negeder pas. Maisa comes out over here, very clear, we have a kimta with a two shlavim of baking. It starts with an act of bishul, ends up with an act of a feel, it's about the case of pas. Building on something that's two shlavim, they get involved two basic questions, or cases of ismanazeh, where they have two levels of an act of baking something. The first case is discussed with something called melba toast. The way how the Olam explains to you what's happening over here is basically, they first take real bread and they make it very thin. Mamish bread. Then they do dry it out and they do in a second act over here, they make it into a case of thin crackers like a toast. Very thin. That means it's two levels over here. In the first stage, it's mamish bread. When they cook it a second time, it comes into these thin crackers. So the question over here is.
Someone
verify that's how you do it. Well, that's the swarm bring it down. I have a list of everyone discussing that question. But you, I'm sure you'll get a video, show me, whatever. The other question is that the same sugi over here? That means why yes or why no? Pashas we see over here at the end of the day is a thin cracker, it's called an innovation. Some of it's going to be a case of mezainis. What do you say? Like I said over here, a case of a chalutim, a case of a bagel. Well, no, a bagel is different. When you first scald it, it can't be eaten, it can't be bread. Your flour, water, you throw it inside boiling hot water, it gets scalded, it can't be eaten. So then you bake and make a donut. Here in the first stage, you make the melba toast. It's regular bread. And it can be eaten. And then afterwards, you make it into this thin cracker. So maybe it already was chayv b'chsam ozen. And we know the loch and sifyud, you take pas, and then you change it after making the toast, it's a case of a moitzi. Is it the loch of melba toast, a loch of sifyud, or sifyud dalad? What do you give chabur about it? What topic is it under? No, shal mezayin is a moitzi. Yeah, that's the question. Is it mezonos or mitzvah? So my son, the Isser Shalom, is Zalman in this question, and he says, first of all, he said, Avadi, if you, a place takes old bread, or a person makes his own house, melba toast, then he said, Avadi, that situation is Avadi, that's a mitzvah. That means any of these mom and pop places who take old bread, bread made to be eaten, the leftover, they make it a case of toast, Avadi, that's a mitzvah. And when it came to where all these companies are making it special, be a second shlav over here, making chatif ba'alma the case of a cracker. That kind of economy, the two stages, you look at the end of the day, the case of a cracker over here. And therefore, the Otzian says, the case of Mezainis, or Shom Zalman, or Scheinberg. And therefore, Rabbaner, pass aloch lemaise, the case of Mezainis. Tzad HaSheni, Rabalski has a long tshuva, a stark. Zeh tois muchletes. You have no idea what you're talking about. It's past that can change over here. It's case of past. That's sifyud over here. And therefore, of course, you take out the English, even Pesach Halacha. And of course, said about the case of Amoitzi. So you have two English forms. One went one way, one went another way. One put on the sifyud, one put on the sifyud dal over here. So what do? You look up Vazaysa Bracha. Has he paskin? It's very simple. Two shitas. Right? So my said, we have two starts. We have, how exactly was Melbatos? What are you going to do with it? Let's say Loch has three svaras, why it's Mazinus. Others get involved with svaras, different svaras over here. But let's take it the Farkerta case over here. Then the discussion is, what's the Loch of Yushalmi Kugel? So first, Yushalmi Kugel, what is it? It basically, it's Lokshin. Everyone knows what Lokshin is, right? Spaghetti, right? And then you put a lot of margarine, tons of margarine, and then you bake it together, make it into this type of massive sewer of a cake over here. And the margarine hopefully burns out, but has a lot of fat to it. And you have this case of the Lashon Kugel. The question is, have Toya Lechem, and they have a case of Pasim Vekistin, in Kvira Sud, you have to wash your bench. What is Lashon Kugel? Do you look at the first stage of spaghetti? Or you look at the end of the stage, and it's Kugel over here. It's a loaf over here. So the same question, is it Sifu Dal or not? So first, he's saying it's a minig. So the Maisa ish in the Chelek Gimel, they bring down a story with the Chaznish. The person was in the Chaznish's house and saw, first of all, he saw it in the shul of the Chaznish. They did in the field of Sapayim between Sukkot to Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. So how can you do that? Field of Sapayim? Can Zayn? Why did he saw the rabbis in the Chaznish was wearing a sheitel? Wearing a sheitel? Maisa, Yishlaim, he'll never wear a sheitel. Nebach, they're wearing a sheitel. How can you do this over here? The first he said, negate the idea of a sheitel. Maisa, so negate the sheitel. Negate a sheitel. First of all, he said, that's cool that way, no problem over here. They get the fact is to say Tachnun from after Sukkot Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan says then Luach is Nunu. Say Luach Nunu. It's the Minig Yushalayim. Minig Yushalayim is Kodesh Kodoshim. Now the Minig Yushalayim is an example. They come along and they lahaches by Kiddush. They made Yushalmi Kugel. Noach and people make would have Kiddush, have cake there. They were hungry. They were eating a lot of a Shiloh Passover, kiss and Kviyasuda, wash a bench. So came along the minute Yishlaim, they made special the concept of Yishlaim and Kugel. The thing over here, Yishlaim, I tell the first time you come here, you're like, what is this thing over here? Finds this little bit some spice to it, and there's a pickle on top of it, what's going on over here? They did lahaches, so you can eat as much as you want, should not be a bayah, pass on with kids and kviya sudo. So first of all, he said, Lamaiso, the Chanukah says, the fact that minute Yishlaim is called Kedoshim, you're right, it is. But the Luach is new. And the fact he's saying about Yishlaim and Kugel, you're right, you have to wash the bench. It's two in Amo. They get a pass over here. If you have Kvesh, you have to wash the bench over here. It's a loaf. It's partial loaf over here. A slice of a loaf over here. The myself, the Yashiv has a Chuvan, the Chuvan's Chalakimlos of Malama, that he himself wrote. It says number one is Chiv and Chalo. And number two, you Kvesh, you have to wash the bench. Say, Chiv Chalo. Why? It's the case over here. And let's look at the end of the day. It's a blila ova. It's made a blila ova. Then it's two in the hamo. How can that be chayv and chalo? We'll get that's gonna be the problem. And therefore, we'll try to define two in the hamo if we have time today. And same thing the chodesh shen lemaisa. He says to be chayish this way. Chanish ashu maisa. The only thing asking, my father also had to be mafish chal. There's a big problem about being mafish chal over here. When to be mafish? On the Sati Machmer. To be mafish, right away, we tell the Sugi Rebbein and Tam. That's what that wants to go do. But myself, according to how big we paskin, it's not chayim chal yet. You have a case of a gibel, and later on you make it to the Nahamo. Right now, once came to the Nahamo on Shabbos, came mafish chal on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, you're ready to be mafish chal. Elamai, so if you have to know, are people being mafish chalo on Yisham Gugel? I don't think they are.
Shiva Mir is Machmer.
But the mafish went after they made the Yisham Gugel, not in the Lokshim. They don't get on the Lokshim. Right? You have to realize that. Now, there are people, the Maisel, that come along and say, well, the Yashiv says, the Maisel be Choshish, not to have kviyasuda lachshikul. Therefore, let's sit down. Only have one piece on Shabbos and the kiddush. Not more. Why the chanish liyashiv? You feel if once he being machmir for that shito, ma'aser with that farshas chalal. Usually, most people are not like yeshivas meir. There is no farshas chalal. That means your chumra, you took care of a shalva du abonon, you left out maybe a shalva du reisah and a farshas chalal. You have to realize if you're really gaining it, it means one being machmir, you can't before you usually eat the shamikul. Asad Hasheni, the ma'aser. Kidua, that was the reason why they made Minigu Shalayim. They go down numerous places. As Rabbi Kaufman over here said, the Lahachis made over here, Yishamakul, why not to get involved in Shalom Pasuk Kisin? At the end of the day, the Maisa, the Ishim Shalom Mazalman, when the Shemir Shabbat Kosoi, over saying Brocho, or Ma'ar Shabbos, or numerous farming down the Ishim Shalom Mazalman, he said, Avad over here, as notes to Nahama, it's a case of a tafshul that you baked afterwards, a look at the beginning of the day. Navada is not negated to Sugim Chala, and not negated to Sugim of Yasuda. Avad, you did not wash your bench. No Shaykhis. It's a case of Lokshim, it's a regular Lokshim. Therefore, Olatian went this way, and Dine Fisher went this way, and Oshravik went this way, Midomas Dubbo went this way. Fine. They come along and went this way. Now, again, the Ikkis where they're coming from, which really is a problem here, is saying we look at the beginning Lokshim, but we don't look at the end of the day, and when it's made into a case of a loaf. It's basically a case of Lokshim that you baked afterwards. Na Chayvin Chalo. Let's analyze the two things over here. We said that the Melba toast, in the case of Isham and Kugel. By the one who said by Melba toast, the Maaser, at the end of the day, you look at the Melba toast at the end, is it Shalom Mezamen or Letzion? And they're saying, if it's Mezainus, on that side, Yisham HaKugel should be a case of, end of the day, should be Tzorot Nahamo. Who is the one that's saying that you look at the beginning by Yisham HaKugel, is it or Letzion, or Shalom Mezamen? If so, be it Chor Estiro, that means Melba toast and Chor Yisham HaKugel, a little bit of a stir over here. Do you look at the beginning or look at the end? Which one is it? How in the world of Shlomo Zalman and Olatzi and gang both sides of the spectrum, I'm not sure. But that's a svar over here. There is a nocha svar by Shamikul, why it's not Nichol Tzirut Namo. A different svar, the Chidush of Urim has a different svar, and Berkowitz says his time, a different svar over here. He says, Be'etzem, Yishamikul is made of Lakshin, put together by margarine. Now, they come to you usually cut up. Why does it come cut up for? Started making it convenient for you. Because he says that he learned that if you try to cut it by yourself, it'll fall apart. And it's a ma'aser umon, how to cut it correctly. If not, how to cut it correctly, because usually betzem is very heavy, you take it out, and basically it's bunched in lokshin, that being stuck together, will easily fall apart, unless it's a very small lokshin kugel. That's what he says. Chidush HaMorim said the same thing. Betzem, you don't, and everyone sees the strands there. It's not like bread that's turned to something else. You see the strands there. That's not an isel, that's not a dough over here. And you can pull it apart to come apart very easily. So they want taino. It is not nichel together of tzur nahama. It's not an isel. It's not a tzur over here of the bread. It's things that are stuck together that easily come apart. Forget, and they do fall apart if you, unless you know how to cut it correctly. So they're telling the reason why lokh shkugel is not nichel nisoy, not because you look at the beginning or the end. Look at whatever you want. At the end of the day, still it's not a case of tzur nahama. Because easily falls apart over here. Something that's not be'etzem stuck together, just a little bit of margarine, and you can easily pull it apart. But Maisel, or Tzion, does not say that way, and the Shom Zama did not say that way. They say they look at the case at the beginning. Yet, but Melba tells us, say, look at the end, which be'etzem is a kashu. Sifto Zvov over here is the locha of Chukinum Shriso, basically a suga of Lilawako. Now, first what came out, and you have to go back again to the case of Loch and Zevches, put the two sugyas together. There's basically, we see clearly there are L'chol HaPach is three levels of Bli L'Rako. There's a case over here by the case of Bli L'Rako, Mishbua Magabon brought down early in Zevches. The words of Mishbua is not Rak V'Dakim Kokach. Case of the Mitzi, you can pour something, but I don't want to argue what the Mitzias was. I said waffles, I don't want to say it's not that way. But whatever the case is, something that has some thickness to it, that's a moment of the same case, that even though it's really rako, it's a locha of a moitzi. A second case of nivlosh and sivches, that's a case of also really rako. But over there, words of Mishmur are rak v'dakim ma'id. They're very thin over here. The way that's from, like being down, a case of pancakes. Oh, so we'll get to it. So again, it's the second level over here, the case of Bli L'Rako, that is Dakim Rakim Oid, that's the case of pancakes. The third case over here, the case of Tzriso, where the Oilim Mishmur saying Ke'in Zeh is Waffalotkus, Wafalak is a medicine with something they call puff pastry, batakalim. It's very thin, very crumbly over here, very, very thin over here. That, as much as you want to eat, the words of Mishabu is dak mkush naharbe yisr, even more than that. So again, the Ulm, so the Taz says, what's this level, it's that level, it's their level. So I think the Ulm here feels like the Taz, that gosh like the Taz, you understand exactly what the ghetto here is. But my said that the Mishabu got like a Ram, that three separate levels over here. There's a level of dakim, not dakim gokach, dakim ma'id, and harbi yoyser. One's the case of moitzi, one's the pasuk kistin, one's a notzu nahamaki, whatever you want to be here. Come on with Mishabu and bring down a new thing in Shukonim. The words of Mishabu of the Magavram, the blila itself was rakim ma'id. Not that the tetzo was, the blila itself was very, 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 very thin. And therefore has a different halacha. Now I'm not sure how to apply that practically, what that means exactly. And you look at the Bialach himself, he's been factoring upon the Magavram. He's being down from the bush, maybe he's not derech of losh to do that way in the field. And therefore nichna get him chamon, he ends up tzorachin ledinoi. So something, I'm not sure what he means. Is it tzorachin ledinoi? I'm asking. Fine. Now, in this halacha over here, comes out, science of tzvav, we have mechaba, a case of triso, of something that's not tzurit nahamo. Case of Lakshan Sif Yigimel, not Tzurut Nahamo. What does it mean, Tzurut Nahamo? What's Toyo Lechem? What looks like bread? What does not look like bread? That means, very clear, Pashtito, a Knish, looks like bread, right? As I state. Kreplach looks like bread. Lakshan, I'm just saying what it says first. I mean to point, bring out. We have Lakshan, does not look like bread. That's the words that I'm on Sif Yigimel. I have to realize Lakshin and a pashtido is the same exact dough. The same dough. One you're boiling, one you're baking in the frying oil. The same dough over here. But one looks like bread. And one doesn't. Get to that. First we have to define Sifu Gimel. It sounds like the definition over here is in Sifu Gimel, one's flimsy, one's more sturdy. Right? A knish, a case of a kreppel, has more of a to it, it holds more. Masha Enki, in the case of the spaghetti, is very flimsy, fall apart. Even macaroni is small, but bigger than very flimsy over here. But you can get involved with the videos of the Ilmsor, the Yashiv, and of Dovin, they gave to the wraps. One was very flimsy, one wasn't. Yesh Lachalik and not Lachalik. Well, that's first the simple understanding is if you're Gimel, if you have a definition, it seems to be something flimsy or not. The Maisa seems to be a little bit more than that also. Not that, that's not for Yishvonim, that's enough of a chiluk and not enough of a chiluk. That's one simple way to a chiluk. The way how they like discussing me at this point over here is what they discuss is all these morning cereals over here. You have the classic thing that America discusses the Cheerios. You can discuss Captain Crunch. You can discuss grape nuts over here. And in Israel, they discuss pizzi and uki and shugi. My kids should show me the little cookies over here. Yeah, the sugar, whatever, the little cookies over here. So the question is, are these things, if you eat enough, you eat 10 bowls, Kriyas food, you have to wash the bench. So first, negate this sugya of Cheerios. Rabbanah told me, he's brought down the Sefer in the same bracha, that he was on the way to the airport in Israel. He stopped at Shlomo Zalman's house, he brought him a box of Cheerios to him. Maisa, he looked at this, like people eat these things. Maisa, he looked at it, he broke it apart, he asked how exactly you make it. And then the day he says, small bagels. That's what it is. Small bagels. A bagel is bread. They're small bagels. You create a suit, you wash a bench. Maisa, they Yisrael Yashiv this question is brought down. Zaisa bracha, Asher Yisrael Maisa, create a suit, you have to wash a bench over here. So those who want Taino, Maisa, it's suit in a hamo. The shtak is for, why not? It looks and smells and appears to be a case of a small bagel. Everyone knows a cookie, if you eat it, sit down 100 cookies, you have to wash your bench. So these oogie and pizzi are small cookies. So all these cereals should be a case of washing and benching. That's Captain Crunch.
Small bagel should be on my cereal anyway,
no? No, if it has nilush inside, it has other things inside. But look at a small bagel with nilush. Sweet. Right, so whatever they're putting inside of it.
That
depends which one you have, depends what you're putting inside of it. But they have things inside of it. Cheerios.
It's in the plain ones. It's not plain,
plain Cheerios.
Plain Cheerios.
What is it? What is it? Is it red? What else is it? Great question. Great question. According to the one you have to wash your bench in there. Great question. Ken Zang, according to this model, Ulai. Asada Shani. and they bring down Mosai Sibrocha, the Isser Scheinberg, and Forsheimer, and others, they want Taina not to weigh. Now, they're coming from two different ideas why. Make the Isk in the case of Cheerios over here. If Forsheimer wants Taina, there's something that the Derek is to eat with a spoon, it's not bread. The Chloe, you have the Chedusha after shame with the Sugin of Chavzain. They're using a spoon. How can you tell me that the whole idea of bread is to eat it and put things on top of it and malafs with it? That's the tour of bread. Something is flimsy, you don't put things on top of it. That's the spaghetti. To eat with a spoon, that's not nichol negedah of tzur d'namo. Fine. There's another way. There's another svar over here. Kenzai. Like. My say you do people do it. It depends. Why using a fork for it? Using a fork inside of manners, using a fork because that's how you have to eat it. Yishlot. But my say that's one svar. The my say is can you ask this question in Shel Shav? Make a difference if it's a fork or spoon or you're eating with your hands? So Chaim just said the chilk over here is whether it's tayis lachem or you're cooking or not. He didn't really answer the question. Does not sound like he associated that question. That's what Forsham and Tainis, that's the study over here, which Yesh Lodin, that's true or not, to eat pizza, they're both the same thing. Not sure. No one seems to say together. Ulai.
Ulai.
Another story, I don't know, Forsham says, Matisse is, at least the materials, wants Taina, the Matisse are not being baked. Just being done through another process. I'm not sure what other process being done over here. Another process over here. Mind you, this practically, I don't think anyone's really being fair suit on top of it anyway. Not much of an afkamina in the gate to oust the yerk. I don't think anyone's standing up two bowls. You have one bowl, two bowls, you usually get by. You usually not kvair suit up. Even with the milk, the mice said, I don't think people, again, the tzura of eating it, if you want to have it as a meal, you'll have to have five bowls. You're eating it maybe with two bowls. What?
We're not coming up for not having four baits in it.
In the year, she might have four baits in it. If you have four baits in the shows, yeah, it could be. On a shallow, it's a good shallow here, I'm not sure. I mean, it's more than getting a shallow of cereals and Kaddish, bomb question. They get to have it on Shabbos, maybe it's past Palter over here. There are more problems as past Palter and Chodesh than there is to get to Sugar Brothers, but they're cloud. The question is, you have a year, Shemaim, like, fine. But there are two other problems over here. Sorry, what?
The snack also, no?
Fine, that's the thing. See, what's him? That's how do you look upon it? Fine. What? Another shot, yes, it's Chodesh Shabaya. Right, so the OU says, they told us anything they bring over here is make sure the trio is not a case of Chodesh. That's what they say. Maisa, we called up the people who are sending it, people in the field, and they're saying, oh, you can say what they want, they give Dashkocha, but we're the ones sending it, we're sending over here the case of Chodesh. So we wrote back to people in the office and says, you can say what you want, the guy who's sending it saying not that way. And the guy wrote back to us and says, no, that's not true, we're sending only Yashan. And the guy in the field says, he can say whatever he wants. I'm the one sending it. I'm sending it. And we emailed them both together, and each one ignored each other. And the Maisa, the Betzias is based upon the codes. They are sending Chodesh. Yes, the codes are sending Chodesh. Now, codes meaning it could be Chodesh, not Lavan Muchach, but based upon the codes, it could certainly be Chodesh. So, again, the guys in the field, Winkler, your friend, he's the one who wrote to them back and forth. Winkler, he is. What are you guys doing? He's Winkler. He wrote, but Maisa, it could be Chodesh over here. But Sif Tezayin over here is a case over here, Kamal Mechaber, and has two cases over here based on the Gemara. What? Yeah, there's a picture book over there. What does it say?
It says 8.
8 what? Oh, how big are the materials?
It says 60 pieces, and each Kazayas is 60 pieces, which is a quarter of a cup.
Quarter cup, so you have to have a dollar baits him, is you have to time it by 20 now. Time it by 8 now. Eight. So you have to have two full cups, right? What is it? A year Shemaim has, again, it's a quarter of a cup, not these cups. No, year Shemaim, again, is a dollar baits him. Every bait is a double of a Xayas. So 8 times the amount. Depends how. When Sif Tazayin over here, there's a sugya of mechabing that to halachas. You have lechem that you put on top of it, the shemen constantly, or you put beitzim on top of it. The second thing he says, you cook inside the chamol, it's not derech mevashel, and therefore it's always a case of mezainis. Now, mishmor does get involved with if you do an arucha to it, you braid it, not braid it. Shiloh. The way the sachem they speak out today, we don't usually bake things in the sun. Discuss in the microwave. People do make bread in the microwave. It's a nichon to get at making something inside the sun, and you have to get involved in the sugya if you're doing an arucha, if you're braiding it or not braiding it. Maisa Peskechuv, Peskei Halacha by force, Maisa is Mistopic, wasn't Nichol under what category. Maisa the Shuas Yitzchak and Chelik Vav, he brings down that he showed to Abliashiv, and also it's question to Shlomo Zalman and Rav Ozan, all three of the Maisa agreed that even though there's no cross to it, and it only looks different, but the taste is the same. And Beth, the Soyd of the Cham is that Maisa, not just it looks different, but the Maisa also tastes different. And even at the end of the day, they say the Halacha microwave, which you can't get about, but Klolius, what's the sugya microwave to get to Shabbos? It's a Heter and Basim Cholov Gedoimo. But even put the sugya to the side, at the end of the day, it tastes like bread over here. The other one's a loch of bread, and then people make a moisi on top of that. Fine. Sif Yizayin. So, don't know about the choice. Tomorrow or today?
What does your father say?
Zaydi? Whatever I decide.
How long is it going to take?
So he's dying. Fine, pizza's we'll do it today. Now, just... No, do it tomorrow. Fine, we'll do it tomorrow. So, Be'ezus Hashem first. Mitzat Chabur Shibai, we'll do this tomorrow, so he's dying. But for the next 2 days, we chazaro to get the Simon Kul Samazayin Kul Samaches clear. That means you have Erech over 8-9 hours to get it clear over here. Then, on Wednesday, we're going further. No tests. At the end of this month, we'll have a test on this month. That means we're coming. That means, yeah, guys, this guy, the important someone over here. It's chaval not to get it. Get the soidis. That means when you sit down and you're about to eat your pizza, you should know what goes to your mind and decide what to go do. Sit down, you're going to have a homotash and the meal. What to go do over here? When you have your subconscious and chanukah, you should know what to go do. Now, it means at the end of the day, the answer is you have to be yeshmar to be machmer and have to take on sveikis over here and to be a machmer, because if not us, then who? But Maisa, I'm giving a couple of days, not just to go out with your wife and have vacation and whatever else guys think when I give it time chazara. This is a time that means even. I think there will be too much chazara share. I think I said enough for chabura. And the item of here is all agreeing with me. Well, Maisa, so Beshem, tomorrow we'll do Chazar and Sivy, not Chazar, we'll finish the Yedain, but again, please, 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 if a guy gets sponsored Shmir Storm, that's up to the item over here. But Maisa, it's, you spend, again, a couple of weeks learning it, this is your time to acquire it. You have 2 days, you have, during Seder, 8-9 hours, but not Seder, you have more hours.
Which days are we talking about?
Monday, Tuesday, when or other we have, today, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Sunday, we have a couple of hours. Monday, the whole Seder, except a little Chaburah. And then Tuesday, the whole day Seder. Then Wednesday, you get to go further. You have 8 to 10 hours. Get it, learn it, acquire it. 8 to 10. But they look, and that's during Seder. And Adam said, of course, you guys can learn. Beta Storm, 9 Seder. This is it. Keep it with Kiblu. This is your Seder over here. Fine. That's Lothar Apple.